Okay, because there are so many people learning Maseches Brachos now, so a lot of people have these kinds of questions on their minds. Last week, I got a text from an old Talmud of mine. He's out of high school for about 10, 12 years, and every month or so, he works in close proximity in Manhattan to some of his high school friends, and they get together and they have lunch during their lunch hour every month or so. And they were having lunch together, and they each brought their own lunch. One guy brought a deli sandwich, and one guy brought some pizza, and the other guy brought whatever he brought, and then came to the end of the meal, and they wanted to know, can they make a zimun together? Some of them ate milchik, some of them ate fleishiks. Can you join in a zimun together? So the Mishnah in the 7th paragraph of Maseches Brachos tells us that three people are mitzdariv to a zimun. Rav Shechter in Bikvei Hatzon explains in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, as does Rav Willig in Am Mordechai Maseches Brachos, that Zimun is a din chabura. So as a chabura, they offer up a single benching together, and that's how they explain why women have no chiyuv Zimun according to the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, because in general on matters of tzibur and rabim, women don't create as much of a group, as much of a tzibur as men do. So what about three people, some eating milk, some eating fleishik? Do we say that is a tzibur, that is a chabura that can offer up a zimun together? So the Mishnah tells us in Daf Mem Hayamid Aleph that if a guy is eating tevel or some other iser, some macholos asuros, then he's not mitzarif to the zimun. So Tosos over there on the spot explains that the reason he's not mitzarif to the zimun is not because other people are not allowed to be eating the food that he's eating, and therefore there's a lack of tziruf, because they're not allowed to have his food. Because Tosos says, I can prove that's not the reason, because after all, if a Kohen is eating truma together with non-Kohanim, who are eating non-truma, they can be mitzarif to a zimun, even though the non-Kohanim are not allowed to eat the truma that the Kohen is eating. So what is the reason why when one person is eating macholos asuros, the other people cannot be mitzarif with him to a zimun? So the reason is that he's eating macholos asuros, which is not an achila chashuva. Part of the idea of joining together as a group is that you're doing a real significant maisa achila, but this can't be labeled an achila chashuva. It lacks a certain sense of kvius, and therefore cannot be mitzarev to a zimun. Similar to not including ameyaret in a zimun, that you wouldn't have an achila chashuva together with these people, or together with someone who's eating this. Tosus points out, however, Mikana Ya'omer Rabbeinu Yehuda, Tosos says, that if three people eat together and one of them was Mudar Hana'ah from the other two, and he's eating his own food, he can be mitzarif to the zimun, because even though he can't eat what they're eating, because he's not allowed to get hana from them, they're allowed to eat what he's eating. However, if they were all mudar hana from each other, then they would not be able to be mitzarif, because nobody could eat each other's food. So very important, Yesotos is telling us, when you have a situation where one person can't eat what the other guy's eating, but the other guy can eat what he's eating, that's good. Then you can be mitzarif to a zimun. But if you have a situation where nobody can eat what the other guy is eating, then they cannot be mitzarif to a zimun. The fact that they could be matir the ned, there, says Tosos, that's irrelevant, because you can be shoal on truma status as well, and yet the only reason the czar can be mitzari for the kohen is that the kohen can eat the chulin, and not because the czar can eat the truma if they were shoal on the truma. So the fact that you can be matir neder, Tosos points out, is irrelevant. The ra'ah happens to disagree with Tosos, and the ra'ah holds that even if they're all mudra enough from each other, they can be mitzari because they can always be ochel v'yachad mikikar shel acherim. They can always eat from someone else's food, and therefore they're entitled to the same basic food. The Ramah paskins that if they are in fact eating mikikar shel acherim, then they can be mitzarif. But the fact that they could if they wanted to would not be enough to allow them to be mitzarif. Similarly, somebody who's careful about pas akum is allowed to eat together with people who are not careful about pas akum, and they can be mitzarif lezimun, because they can eat what he's eating. Meaning they're allowed to eat his pas yisrael, even though he may not be allowed to eat their pas akum. Shulchan Aruch paskins this way in Aruch Chaim Sim Kuf Tzadivav Siv Gimel, Shlosh Hashachlu Ke'echad, Echad Nisar Mi Pas Akum, Ve'echad Eino Nisar, O Echad Miam Kohen, Ve'ochel Chalos, or one of them is a Kohen and is eating Truma, Aval Fi Shosu Shenizar, Eini Yochel Echel Emosu Sheino Nisar, even though the Yisraelim are not allowed to eat the Truma, the guy who's Makbid by Pas Akum is not allowed to eat the Pas Akum, Ve'lo Yisrael Em Kohen, Kivin Sha'osu She'enu Nizar, Yachal Lechal Manizar, the Kohen of Yisrael Mitzdarfin. But since the Kohen is able to eat the non-truma, and since the guy who's not careful about Pas Akum is allowed to eat the Pas Yisrael, that's enough to create a tziruf. However, If each person is unable to eat what the other person is eating, then they absolutely cannot join in the Zimun, because then there is no Tziruf. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, if you have Kohanim and Azar that are eating together, and the Kohanim are eating Challah, but these are very frum Kohanim. These are Kohanim that are eating not only Truma, they're Nizar Mipasakum. They would never eat Pasakum. The Yisrael is eating Pasakum. In that case, says the Shulchan Aruch, they can't be Mitzrayim to the Zimun. Why? The Yisrael can't eat what the Kohen's eating because he's eating Truma. The Kohen can't eat what the Yisrael's eating because he's eating Pasakum. And if nobody can eat what the other guy's eating, then you can't have a Zimun. So now, once we know those rules, now let's bring it back to Milchigs and Fleishigs. If you have people eating together, some eating Milchigs, another eating Fleishigs, so what are we passing? So Magen Avraham, Sivkat and Aleph, quotes from an aguda and from a rokeach, that if one guy's eating gavina and the two guys are eating basar, they are allowed to be mitzarif to a zimun. Why? Because the guy eating the basar is not allowed to eat gavina. He's going to have to wait 6 hours before he can eat gavina. But the guy eating the gavina is allowed to eat basar. All he has to do is kinuach v'adach. He just needs to rinse out his mouth a little bit, and then he'll be allowed to partake of the basar. So since one of them is allowed to eat what the other one's eating, even though it doesn't go, it's not a two-way street, they can be mitzarif to a zimun. However, says Magen Avraham, during the 9 days, if a Svardi is eating meat and an Ashkenazi is eating milchig, so now they cannot be mitzarif. Because the Svardi who's eating meat cannot eat the cheese because he already ate meat. The Ashkenazi who's eating the milchigs cannot eat the fleishigs because in 9 days, Ashkenazi are makpid the whole 9 days not to eat meat. Mela, they cannot be mitzarif to a zimun. Ooh, okay, so that would be the halacha. Now, who should lead the zimun in such a case? Let's say a milchig fleishig are eating together, so they're going to make a zimun. Is there a preference who leads the zimun? So the Magen Avraham then adds this detail from the Hagos Minhagim, Hilchos Tishabav Os Nun Vav, that they say in the name of the Maharaj, Ram, that the people eating the meat should not be the ones to lead the Zimun, because they're not really mitzarif with the Ochle Gavina. It's only the Ochle Gavina that are mitzarif with them. So the Ochle Gavina should be the ones to lead the Zimun. It's similar to a guy who benched early. The Gemara said in Daf Nun, right? If a guy benched early, so you could still count him in the Zimun, but he's not going to be Yotzei the Zimun. Everyone else will be Yotzei the Zimun. He can't lead the benching again. He already, there's no Zimun Lemafreya. But so over here also, the guys who are allowed to eat what the other fellow is eating, they should be the ones to lead the Zimun. So the Chassam Sofer, and as I go, so the Shulchan Aruch asks that the Mishnah says that we're mitzarif somebody who eats demai with other people who are eating regular food. Now, who's leading the benching? Who do you imagine would be leading the benching? If one guy's eating demai and the other guys are eating regular kosher food, presumably, says the Chassam Sofer, the people who are eating the regular food are leading the Zimun, because why would they let the Avaryan lead the Zimun? The guy eating demai is violating an Aveira. But that's problematic, according to this Maharam, since the other guys are not permitted to eat the demai. So how could it be that they're going to lead the zimun? So he suggests that when it comes to demai, there's a whole different assessment, and that is that since a person could be mafkir nechasav and be able to eat demai, that svara, which the Gemara uses, is powerful enough to allow for a tziruf and to allow the non-demai eaters to even lead the benching. Why? Because if they were to be mafkir all their nechasim and become aniyim, they, not only would they be permitted to eat the demai, they would not be permitted to be machmir not to eat the demai. Why? Because who's the one that says that that you can't eat the demai if you're mafkir, on the svara that you can mafkir your nechasim, that an aniyim cannot eat demai? That's beishamai. Beishamai are the ones that hold ein machil nes aniyim demai, that the mafkir nechasim won't help. So if you're mafkir nechasim, you're not allowed to paskin like beishamai. That's brachas taf yir aleph. That also lasses could be beishamai. You'd be mechuyev to not be machmir for shitas beishamai, and therefore that becomes such a powerful svara that if I'm not eating demai, I can lead, and someone else is eating demai, I can lead the zimun. Even though normally, if I'm not allowed to eat what he's eating, I'm not allowed to lead the zimun. So there seems to be machlokes poskim whether we paskin like this maharam or not. Meaning, do we insist in this case? I mean, we have come to the clear conclusion. Some guys eating fleishig, some guys eating milchigs, yes, they make a zimun, right? Unless it's that funny 9-day situation, right? So that is definitely the conclusion. But it, should we insist that the fellow who's eating the milachik should lead the zimun? So the Mishmur and Sivkat and Tess says lechachila yes, but then in Sharet Zion he points out that the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Derech HaChaim don't even mention this idea, and therefore they must reject it lahalacha. They must hold that anybody could lead the zimun, and therefore, says the Sharet Zion, it would turn out that if there is no other preference in the picture, so you might as well be machmir for the Shita of the Maram and have the guy who could be eating whatever, have that guy lead the zimun. But what if there is another preference in the picture? What if the guy eating the fleishigs is a kohen? So then you already have a mitzvah of a kiddashto versus the people who are not eating the fleishigs, people eating milchigs, are Yisraelim. So then he would say, Mishra Berurah says, then we shouldn't be machmir, we should let the kohen lead the benching in such a case. At the end of the day, yes, zimun, there is a slight preference for the guy who's able to eat whatever is at the table to lead the zimun, unless there's some other halachic consideration for kedima in terms of the zimun. Okay, everyone have a great day.
You too.